This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Tzav. Tzav es Aharon v'yesbanov le'mar zois toiras ho'ela. Rashi famously comments, Tzav es Aharon ein tzav ela zeros le'doiros. Tzav is a language of reminding, energizing, being mezarez, something that requires extra alacrity and energy. Certainly this is referring to the bringing of the Karvan Oila, as Rashi explains, al pi pshutai, that the Oila has what is called chisaron kis, there's a loss of money, and therefore it requires extra reminder and energizing. However, it can be interpreted as follows. Ein tzav ela zeros. There is no parsha that requires more energizing, more reminding, more alacrity than Parshas Tzav. Parshas Tzav, in my opinion, and you can make a very strong case, is the most neglected parsha in the whole Torah. Usually Parshas Tzav comes out Shabbos Haggadah, when the last thing on anybody's mind is learning Parshas Tzav. People are thinking about Pesach, preparing for Pesach, getting the house ready. Hilchos Pesach. And therefore, Tzav is certainly neglected. Even this year when there's a leap year, the parsha falls out a day after Purim, where the whole week people were busy preparing for Purim, and now there's only one day until Parshas Tzav. So if there's any parsha that needs Tzav, zeros, it's Parshas Tzav. Ein Tzav, ela zeros. This parsha requires extra reminding, extra energizing. We have to remind ourselves to learn Parshas Tzav well, and like all areas of Torah, if we apply ourselves, we will find great nuggets, great wisdom in Parshas Tzav. Wishing everyone an amazing Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.